Hello and welcome to my channel. If you are new, don't forget to subscribe. And if you are a returning subscriber, welcome and thank you so much for being here. So today, as the title says, I'm going to be sharing with you guys some ways to help you feel motivated when you feel motivated or you're just feeling stuck. I'm going to be looking down because I have my notes here, but I'm going to jump right into it. So the first way is figuring out why you feel the way you feel. Now, in most situations, we're not really sure why we feel motivated. We don't really understand. Like, we're just like, okay. But when we pinpoint the areas, that really helps us. So figure out the way you feel, and you can address this personally. Is it a personal situation? Is it a relationship situation? Is it a family issue? Is it a friend issue? What is it? And this is the time really to just like ask yourself questions. Think about where you want to be, where you are, and what is ideal for you, where you would want to be in a month or two. And really just get to the bottom of it. This is the first thing, understanding and addressing what it is, okay? Number two, write out how you feel. So this is kind of like on a piece of paper, you can write the good things that are going well, right? And then some things that can always improve. Now, when you write on a piece of paper, I also advise you do not write things that are going great and on the other side, things that suck. I mean, you could be, you know, if that's really how you feel, I mean, just write out your emotions, but kind of just to shed some light, just say things that I can improve in, things that can get better, to kind of give you that impulse also to keep going. So write out how you feel, like on one side, what is going well and what is holding you back, or what is really something you are currently struggling with. Because when you write it out, you see it. You know, you can always refer to it. Whenever you feel unmotivated, you can also go to that page and be like, okay, I wrote this down yesterday and I want X, Y, and Z. But remember, you know, like we all know, it's not going to be something that's handed to us. Unfortunately, we have to kind of just do one step at a time. The third thing that I wrote was, what would make your current situation better? So this is pretty much what I had said before with the writing. And in parentheses, I put like dive into the situation. So I guess like dig into the area. This is a place that maybe you can go to someone that maybe has more expertise in your situation, or someone that can maybe help you or guide you. Because I've also realized that sometimes we have issues, right? And we go to friends or family, but they really... You know, I don't want to say they don't help us, like we should have an ear to them, but they always tell us their point of view, right? So sometimes it's good to go to someone that maybe doesn't really know us like that, that can really just be like, okay, I think this, I think that. Number four, I wrote, what habits gotta go? Okay, so this is kind of like addressing it and pinpointing. This is going back to me how I think that gradual is better than attacking everything at once. Because guys, I tell you this from experience. Like I'm a person that I'm like, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to eat healthy. I want to get a new job. I want to do X, Y, and Z. And I write it on a list. And when I look at it, I got 20 things. And honestly, I don't address like any because I end up getting unmotivated. I'm like, I got 20 things. I only get to two. Like, how is that going to motivate anyone? So you have to write realistic goals as well. And then write down all the habits that you don't like. So like you have fear, that's a habit. So right, you have fear, you feel lazy, you feel unmotivated, you feel overweight, you feel blah, you feel lonely, whatever you got going on. And then I wrote here to address it. So pretty much do it one thing at a time. So like if you know you're struggling with fear, address the fear. Focus on the fear for like a week or two. Because studies also show that if you focus on a habit, like if you focus on eating healthier for like a month or two, it becomes a habit. So when you kind of just start teaching yourself, what is dreadful at first can become something that you enjoy. It can become consistent. And I promise you, as you see the results of improvement, you will kind of, it's kind of like working out, you will stick with it. And for number five, I put create a plan, in parentheses, accept it. So accept the situation you're going through, accept what you're dealing with, and make a plan for that. And yeah, and then for number six, I just put do something that makes you happy. I think that's important. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're struggling with, make sure that you find time to do what you like. So if you're trying to lose weight and you like eating junk food or you like eating sweets, listen, reward yourself. Eat good, eat good, eat good. I'm not saying go crazy, but on like a Friday or on a Sunday, if you're eating clean for like 7 days, you can eat an ice cream. You know, you don't have to deprive yourself. That doesn't help you at all. If you have a talent and you feel like you have to consistently work, so you're like, okay, I can't work on my talent, I can't work on my book because I'm too busy with my job, then you know what? or you find the time to do that talent. You find the time to do the book. You find the time to do that writing. I know it's easier, more, you know, it's easier said than done, but it's the same thing. It's about applying. It's the same thing. If you're always working and you realize that what makes you the happiest is when you go to the gym, then you need to find time for that gym, because that gym is the motor. That gym is going to help you. But what happens, right, in our life is that, like, we get so busy with everything else, the demands of life, and then we don't go to the gym anymore. We don't, because we're just tired. But nah, that is what is going to help you. So always find something that makes you happy. And also accept that you're feeling unmotivated. Like, the worst thing is being in denial. Like, no, I am motivated, but you're not. Like, no, I'm doing awesome, but you're not. Be honest with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. Be like, yeah, I am dealing with this. And don't be so hard on yourself, because not every day is going to be great. Like, you might wake up and you might be like, okay, got this today. And then you realize, oh no, like, you're falling back. But just keep on going forward, gradual steps. So I hope this motivated you. I hope this helped you. I'll see you guys in the next one. God bless. Bye.